Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's so amazing. The horses are so great. I was up and I had my arms around everybody kissing all these velvet noses. And I'm a total stranger. But the horses sense. They read you. They know when they can trust you. And many of those horses have been abused.
Yeah.
So that they can bring the horse around and the child around and make that bonding. And you know who else it helps? The parents of the children. A lot of them who might not have been animal-oriented prior to this have learned how much animals help us and what they can do for us.
That really is the most amazing part of this, the therapeutic benefit for kids and also for veterans who have
veterans who've been
through hell and back.
And they have that in common because a lot of these horses have been to hell and back. And they just, to be able to trust each other and relax with each other, I think it was about 4 years ago that I first came back for a Bravehearts fundraiser. And it was to be a one-shot and stuff. Well, I got hooked.
Here you are again.
No, I've been here every year.
I know.
I got hooked.
It seems, I mean, we're going to have to get you a place here in Chicago pretty soon. You're here all the time
here.
Lately.
Why? I'm just coming back to visit my birthplace.
Yeah, right. I mean, not far down the road in Oak Park.
No. Yeah.
Right.
I was across the street from Chicago.
Yeah.
Oak Park was on this side.
Yeah.
West Suburban Hospital. And Chicago was over here.
Yeah. And don't you have other, do you have family also?
My beloved stepdaughter,
yeah.
Alan Lovin's daughter,
I thought so.
Lives here,
yeah.
with her friends and family. And it's, so it's a double booty for me,
yeah.
to be able to come back and see Sarah. We had dinner together
last night. Oh, that's fantastic. That's nice. What, do you have any memories at all of Chicago? Because you left, I think, when you were quite young, right? You left the Chicago area when you were quite young.
A year and a half.
Yeah, okay.
I was a year and a half and went out to California. I don't think California was a state yet. I think it was still a territory. But my dad's job moved him out to California.
What about working in Chicago? I mean, did you come here to do jobs? Did you do shows? Do you have professional memories of Chicago through the years?
I did a couple of plays here and some television shows and often guest shots here. I love Chicago. It is my mom and dad courted here and got married here and all that. So, and it's not for that reason. It's just that Chicago, I think, is one of the most beautiful cities in any place. And in the early days, when my mom and dad were courting, it was not that beautiful. It was kind of dark and
rustic, yeah, sure.
Yeah. And so what you've done, and it just sparkles. I just love it.
Yeah, and everybody comments how friendly it is here.
Warm, and you want to come back. It's the kind of place when you leave, you think, I'll be back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Well, tell me a little bit, Betty, about your staying so active and staying so busy. I mean, you're 90 years old. You are, I'm guessing, busier now than you've ever been in your entire career.
You know, you might be right. It's the fact that they keep asking me at this age is such a privilege. And don't think I take it for granted for a minute. Because usually, you know, a woman passes 40 and pretty soon the jobs are a little hard to come by.
Mm-hmm.
But to still be working this much, and I just love it, and I'm having such a wonderful time, I'm making the most of it as long as it lasts.
Well, what's the key to all of that? Because a lot of people in their 60s say, I can't move as much as I used to when I was younger. I don't have the same energy. You have boundless energy. What's the key to that?
I have boundless energy. I just don't move as well as I do. I'm blessed with good health. That's really the bottom line. And I always have been. I inherited great genes from those Chicago folk.
Do you eat a certain diet? Do you exercise? Tell me. I can tell the guilty look on your face that exercise may not be in there.
Oh, well, I'm so busy, and I have a two-story house and a very bad memory, so I'm up and down those stairs all the time. But hot dogs and French fries are my favorite food.
Really?
So you can see I'm a health nut.
Really? Well, you came to the right place for hot dogs then.
Oh, did
Chicago,
I ever?
Chicago is famous for that.
I know it, and I've done well by them.